From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Obama administration is continuing a media blitz to promote its landmark nuclear deal with Iran to an American public distrustful of Tehran. VOA's Michael Bowman reports that the pact unveiled last week in Vienna is proving to be a tough sell.
Did Iran win too many concessions while giving up too little? Appearing on U.S. television, ABC's This Week program, Secretary of State John Kerry said no.
The United Nations resolution, which brought about the sanctions in the first place, said that if Iran will suspend its enrichment and come to negotiations, all the sanctions will be lifted. Now, they've done more than just come to negotiations. They've actually negotiated a deal.
Key lawmakers remain unconvinced and angry the United Nations could approve the deal before Congress has a chance to weigh in. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is headed to Israel to assess its security needs in the aftermath of that nuclear deal with Iran. The Secretary of Defense is to meet with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has called the accord a mistake. The Prime Minister spoke on the U.S. television program ABC this week.
Look, I think it's very important for me as the Prime Minister of the one and only Jewish state to make our case against a deal that we believe endangers our security. Our survival even, and the security of the Middle East and the world.
Carter said in advance of the trip that he has no intention of trying to reverse Mr. Netanyahu's opposition to the pact, however, hopes to strengthen U.S.-Israeli military cooperation. VOA News.